truth is, you've been brainwashed. And this is how we got here. The system was built with the interest of its creators in mind, rather than the interest of the students that go through the systems themselves. That's what they were doing, turning you into a product of the system. Someone who gets treated like a product, that at the end of the day can be easily replaced, that will never do more than what it was manufactured to do, and that it has an expiry date. And with that,
I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers.
After all, it was a cause for the less favored people, all in the name of diversity and education. And it worked exactly as planned. But what I found was a much bigger story here that's not being told. A very carefully crafted plan. A plan that connected all of these problems together. A plan that has been kept secret for a long time, dating back to over 250 years ago. A plan that, if people were aware of their existence, would rock the foundations of the current system and expose the side of the system that is hidden in the shadows. A plan that is crafted by three notorious individuals over the course of three centuries and broken down into four stages of social conditioning. The goal? Maximize the reach of the system. I mean, kids would come in as bright, creative, enthusiastic children and come out as obedient, mindless, and not capable of thinking for themselves. And I'm not sure if you've noticed this, but they purposely made the schools look like prisons. That's why they put the children sitting in rows. That's why they had alarm bells. That's why they had strict timings for classes and intervals. In a few short years, this absolutely transformed the amount of schools in the United States of America. And after that, every new generation would go to school ready to learn and become critical thinkers, only to come out of school as an obedient factory worker with no big aspirations. The system started to spread itself throughout the US in record time. Now listen, if you're not from the US, you're probably thinking right now, well, I'm not from the US, so that doesn't really affect me. What does this have to do with me? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but it was already growing internationally. Today, for every dollar the government loaned through student loans, tuition goes up by 60 cents. On the other hand, Harvard has enough money to pay the tuition of every single one of their students for the next 120 years in a row. This is unsustainable. And eventually, this system will collapse. The system was built with the interest of its creators in mind, rather than the interest of the students that go through the systems themselves. And the ones above you, they don't want you to know about the truth. They want you to be a product of the system, someone who does what they're told, and nothing more. And this is really how they create an illusion of choice for you. Oh, you can choose this course, or this university, or this degree. This is how they trick you. On the other hand, if we manage to take back control over the truth and get it to as many people as possible, we will experience the Great Rescue, where the principles that once created the greatest minds that have ever stepped in this world will be brought back to life. And with it, we'll get back to the origins of education. Even though you've put in a lot of effort into everything you've been told that would make you successful, going to school, getting good grades, getting a good degree, working a safe job, it was all a setup from the get-go. It was never meant for you to succeed in the way you want to, but rather for you to experience success in their terms. And that's why over the last 12 months, we've seen mass layoffs from big corporations like Google, Meta, Uber, etc. The bubble is not about to burst. It already started bursting. The problem is, somewhere along the journey, there was a shift in powers, and the ones who got to power, they stopped caring about the interest of their people. And here's the thing. The ideals and principles that education was originally built upon, they were the ideals that created some of the most brilliant individuals and brightest minds the world has ever seen. They were fighting the same war and followed the book on how to win. So must we. All depends on us.